time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Arthur Millette met with the media following the Ravens' blowout win over Miami.
Everyone's coming in and second string and backup, so it's like we already know what to do. We've been in big games, and you know, once we settled down, it was off to the races.
Do you think this game like this, where a bunch of guys were out, just kind of is a reflection of the depth?
Yeah, I mean, just the depth and hard work, man. You know, everybody busts their butt, you know, and you know, that's testament to those guys that's not playing all the time, man. You know, they bust their butt, you know, practicing against the ones on offense, and, you know, they're not taking it lightly, you know what I'm saying? They're giving them great looks, and, you know, when it's time for them to step up and play, they make their plays.
We had to step into the tent for a brief minute. How important was it to get back out there with you guys?
I mean, it just means everything. You know, this is for all the Marbles, for the AFC. You know, not a little small little injury is going to stop me from playing. You know, so I just wrap it up and keep going.
What was it like watching the Marbles
tonight? Man, it's like watching a video game, bro. Like, every week, you know, he does something. It's just like, really, I'm glad I'm not. You know, I played against him in Pittsburgh, so it's like, I'm glad I'm on this side now. I don't have to chase him around. So, you know, it's very appreciative.
What was the conversation like on the sidelines after the first couple of drives? It looked like you guys were discussing things as a secondary.
Just kind of just like just making sure that we all communicate with each other. That was the biggest thing. You know, a lot of guys didn't play with each other. You know, obviously we had, you know, other guys in. And it was just like, you know, when we talk, bro, we're all vets, you know, so we hold each other accountable, we're going to be fine. And then obviously you guys saw the results of that.
You saw Harbaugh come in about on those as well. Like, what was he saying to you guys on the sideline during this game?
I mean, you know, just be comfortable, just stay on him, you know, just don't give him any air, don't let him breathe, and I think we did a good job of that.
Arthur, were you in here when Harbaugh was dancing?
Yes, I was.
Could you describe that scene for us?
It was very pleasing, because he's, you know, he's a more, you know, not uptight guy, but he's very serious and he's about his work, you know. And so for to see him, you know, enjoy himself and the hard work that he puts in to just get us ready for Sundays, you know, I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying?
What do you know about him and appreciate about him that you didn't before you saw him?
Honestly, that he's a really good player coach, you know what I'm saying? He's going to hold you accountable, but he's going to make sure that, you know, you're taken care of, you know, and I could really appreciate that from a head guy.
So much has made during the bye week about this remaining schedule you guys are going to have, not just taking care of business, but doing it in the independent way you did. What does it say about this team?
You know, we're resilient, obviously, you know what I'm saying? We don't take things lightly. You know, everybody had us circled off, and they still will have us circled off, you know. And, you know, we're just going to keep working, man. And, you know, this is just one goal. Like, Lamar was talking yesterday and the day before, and he kept saying make it to February. So that's our goal, you know. We're not saying nothing else and nothing more. You know, make it to February. We need to be playing in February. So we have to hold ourselves accountable for that.
Arthur, Harbaugh in the postgame. He used the word depth. He made a point of saying, you know, this was a day that showed we got guys in every corner of the roster. Did you feel that? I mean, you're part of that, but did you feel that?
I mean, we have you know, lofty veterans. We have guys that's played in a lot of big games. So, you know, it shouldn't be no drop off. You know, we hold each other accountable. And, you know, after that, you know, you just make our plays and do what we got to do.
How big do you think it is to have, you know, an extra week or two to get ready for the first playoff game? You know, how important do you think it is will be for this team?
I mean, it's important. We got some guys banged up, so that'll give us some rest and, you know, they'll be able to get back healthy and be ready for the first game. And, you know, obviously, you know, everything's coming through the AFC North out at the bank, so we appreciate that.